This is about the Walmartization of America. Everybody here is shopping at Walmart. They're letting the mom and pop stores die, and you're letting the same damn thing happen in the television media. You're just sitting here and saying, oh, well, it's a consolidation. This happened once before in America, and that was before the Great Depression.
Yes.
And I want you to think about this. There was a book about this called Only in America. It showed how everybody consolidated just before the entire market crashed. And that's what we're going to have here. Unless these people and the commissioners can do nothing. The decisions about what you see on TV is done right in the department, the demographics department, that tells the producers and the writers, me, what to do. We're slaves. They say, write it this way, we have to write it, or we don't have a job. So the fact is, unless you people stop shopping at Walmart, how many will do that here? 30%. Unless you take these actions necessary, you're going to have a media that's going to be owned by one guy. And you're going to have nothing in America. And I am damn mad about this. I'm the guy that founded the Writers Guild lawsuit of age. You saw Mona up here. They didn't fight for us. We had to sue them.
Thank you very much. My name is Linda Crossan, and I am part of the many vigils that there are here in Southern California, and the vigils that stand on the street every week and give out information that people cannot get or could not get before from the standard media and the commercial media. And now, what I want to say is that we started out with bottles being thrown at us and 18% of the people being against the war and the rest of the population being for the war. And now there's 60% and more of the people who are against the war. And that's because of alternative media, not because of NBC, CBS, and ABC. It's because of the people like us who stand on the corner and all those little papers and all those little alternative media, all those public access stations that have been active. I would like to say that it is a great disrespect that the other commissioners are not here tonight. It shows that they have no respect for the American people. You may think that we're just a bunch of lefties who happen to come out here, but we are the vanguard, just as those little papers and those little TV stations and those little low-power FM and those DVDs and those CDs that got handed around from person to person. They are the active, live, grassroots media, and we need to foment that. Because it's because of that that this democracy is vibrant. I would like to say that our South Pasadena group, because of the fact that we respect the alternative media and do not respect the big, fat, beef-eating corporate media, we're having an event next September 9th, which will include representatives of all the alternative media, many alternative media, to come and tell the population of our area where they can go for true information. And I would like to just reiterate what was said. First of all, I'm bilingual. Spanish media needs supervision. It is really gross and foul, and it needs to have better supervision. And also, I would like to say we've got to save the internet and keep it from being co-opted and being co-opted by commercial interests, low-power FM, and long-live alternative media. Thank you very much.